This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Hey, this is Carl Lenore. Today we're going to have a best of. I've been talking a lot about how glucose speeds aging, so we're going to rebroadcast the show we originally did with Dr. Anton Rue, so many of you can get a handle on the real issue related to glucose management. Today's show is being brought to you by PrimordialPerformance.com. They're having their annual summer sale. Save up to 40% off of everything at PrimordialPerformance.com. Now listen to the show and enjoy.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today's show is very important. I've talked about on this show the importance of managing blood glucose for health. I've stated numerous times that the majority of diseases that we suffer from today in the Western world are as a result of the Western diet. Our diet is heavily laden in carbohydrates and starches, potatoes and breads and cereals. And if you look at what the American government recommends that we Americans eat on a day-to-day basis, the majority of it is carbohydrates. And this is not the way Paleolithic human beings ate. We've talked about that in the past. And the important thing to understand is that if you continue to eat a diet that is rich in carbohydrates, where your blood glucose levels are constantly surging, forcing the pancreas to force them down with insulin, you are actually causing a lot of the diseases that plague our country today. Well, my guest today is from the University of Montreal, the biochemistry department in Quebec, Canada, and his name is Dr. Antoine Rue. How are you doing, Dr. Rue?
Hi.
Thank you for coming on the show today.
It's my pleasure to be with you.
Now, I want to discuss the study, first of all, that your group has performed. But before I get into the study, I want to make sure that people understand this study was done on a type of yeast, correct?
That's true. So we worked with this kind of organism that is a yeast. So quickly, it's a very simple organism. It's a one-cell organism. And it's a way to understand and to study more complex organisms like mammals, including humans. So we study this kind of species that are very simple in order to extrapolate the molecular mechanisms toward two multicellular organisms like mammals and us.
Right. And many of the studies that were done on the anti-aging effects of the hypocaloric diet and its effect on sirtuins originally started out with yeast and then moved to a type of earthworm, I want to say called something elegante, and then slowly up until they did rats, and then now we look at humans, and it was true.
I see that you are very well informed. So, so these kind of organisms are very, very useful for us because they are very easy to study, much easier than mammals, because we can do genetical manipulation and stuff like that. And that's true that one of the very important genes that have been discovered that regulate aging is called CR2. Have been discovered by Dr. Guarenti and collaborators. And this gene has been first discovered with yeast, and then have been we show that this gene is very important for the aging of mammals and like mice as well.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And we've talked. We've actually done. I've actually done shows on different components of anti-aging. We've done a show on Clotho. We actually did two shows on Clotho. We've done shows on resveratrol's effect on increasing SIRT1 activity. So my audience is familiar, and that's why this is a very, very important study that your group is working on here. And I would imagine this is the first step. Now it's going to be, this study would hopefully be reproduced in other environments with perhaps mice and so on and so forth, correct?
Yes, actually, it's a little bit more complex, but we studied so the way that our cells, so our yeast, so this is a fungus, how they recognize, how they sense the glucose, and how they use it, and the influence on longevity.
Okay.
And there is a major difference between mammals and yeast, is that we don't know yet in mammals an homolog of the receptor of the protein that is sensing the glucose, an homolog of this, our protein in the mammals. However, we know that too much glucose in mammals provoke or induce a lot of disease,
right,
and a lot of problems like diabetes, we know.
Right.
So we suspect that this kind of receptor could exist. We don't know. But we know that insulin, that is another way of signaling the glucose in the mammals, is very important for aging too.
Right.
So, so there is a kind of extrapolate our data to mammals.
Right.
Yes.
Now, the name of this particular paper that you published was called Pro-Aging Effects of Glucose Signaling Through a G-protein coupled glucose receptor in Fission yeast.
Yes.
Okay. Now, explain what you did to the yeast in order to get this information.
Okay. So we know that when we put down the level of nutrients and particularly glucose to all species known, we can increase lifespan. So this is called calorie restriction. But there is still a lot of questions that are remaining, particularly on how does it work onto the cells. Why the cells that have more nutrients are weaker? We actually are using the yeast to separate two effects of the glucose, and because there is the effect of the signaling, that is the sensing, like we are, like for example, smelling some nourriture, so the yeast can detect the glucose that is outside using some receptor. And the other thing is that the glucose can enter the cell and be consumed. Exactly like us, we can just ingest nutrients and digest it. So the cell, to summarize, the cell can sense, signal the glucose, and consume it.
Right.
And actually, we isolate two functions using particular mutations, and we studied the single effect of signaling and the single effect of metabolism. And then we showed that actually only the signaling was very important and was predominant.
Really?
On the effect of the consumption.
So just the presence... just the presence of the glucose, not
exactly
necessarily the metabolism, was the definitive
enough,
factor. Right?
Enough to induce the pro-aging effect.
Now, when we say pro-aging, what we're really talking about is oxidation, correct?
That's actually, we didn't go further or very, very... we don't have any... direct proof that is a problem of oxidation, and that it comes from the organelle that we call mitochondria, but we have a lot of evidence and a lot of clues that are showing that yes, it seems to be that, but we didn't make the direct
connection
proof, like,
right.
But it seems to be the oxidation. Yes.
Well, was there not an increase in reactive oxygen species as a result of the presence of glucose, the signaling?
Yes. So we observed this. So when in this particular mutant that cannot use the glucose, we gave to these cells another nutrient, then we add the glucose, but the cells could sense it, but not use the glucose. And the presence of the glucose after 24 hours killed almost all the population. And we measure a correlative increase of free radicals delivery or free radicals production at the same time that the cells were dying. But it's very hard to know if it's
right.
directly the cause or
cause, right, cause or possibly part of the effect that you're actually recognizing.
Yes, and this study needs more more work and more results to directly prove that they die of radicals.
Right.
But we have the correlation, yes.
You know, interesting note to make here before we go into a commercial break, and that is that one of the most powerful quenchers of reactive oxygen species is glutathione, and the body produces glutathione on demand when you exercise.
That's true.
So, you know, it's important for people to recognize that exercise is valuable in increasing quality of life as well, perhaps in lifespan, by helping to quench these types of free radicals. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Dr. Rue about this amazing study that may actually start to open up our eyes to the importance of managing blood glucose levels, not just because we want to avoid disease, but because we want to live longer. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Delilah. Don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there. If you get lonely, give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side.
Are you tired of the same old pre-workout product? Would you like to catapult your body's growth and performance potential to an entirely new level? LG Science's Anadrolic State GT is the world's first kinetic amplification system. Anadrolic State GT goes beyond the pre-workout powders in functionality, adaptation, and power. Anadrolic State GT is the first of its kind, allowing users to take aggressive control in the gym with ferocious focus, explosive energy, and dominating strength. Anadrolic State GT is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet, and other fine retailers. Get your today and join the LG Sciences uprising.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com, the best supplements in the universe, are at OrbitNutrition.com. We all know how effective amino acid supplements are. Well, get ready to be shocked. Amino acid supplements just reached a new level of strength. Say hello to GEAR. GEAR is super concentrated, super potent, and so bioavailable, it's equivalent to injectable amino acids. GEAR is best used between meals to keep nitrogen balances tilted towards anabolism. GEAR causes an increase in anabolic signaling that tells your muscles it's time to grow. Get GEAR today by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. GEAR. This ain't your daddy's amino acid supplement.
A company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development. A company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitric EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com. Today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games, we just help you win them.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
I want to take a moment to welcome a new sponsor. NSP Research Nutrition. They have a large supply of glandular extracts, free-form amino acids, enzymes, and much, much more. You can visit NSP Research Nutrition by going to vincegironda-nsp.com. NSP Nutrition, the old-time bodybuilding company. My guest today is Dr. Antoine Roux. He's with the University of Montreal in the biochemistry department, and they have published a study that may actually elucidate or begin to elucidate why our diet is killing us. Now, I'm not sure how they eat in Quebec, but here in the United States, Dr. Roux, everything is carbohydrates, everything. It's unbelievable.
I know. I come from France, actually, and I was surprised when I arrived in North America first months to see that, yes, that in the cooking habits here, people add a lot of sugar, even in salty plates. And I was pretty surprised about that, and that's a reality that people here consume a lot of sugar. That's amazing, particularly with the drinking.
Oh, a soda. Every drink, even these new vitamin water has 25-30 grams of sugar per serving, and a bottle is 2.5 servings, and a child will drink one of those with lunch, and it's very, very sad. I mean, the North America in general is caught in a very, very difficult tug of war. The food makes us sick, and the pharmaceutical companies capitalize on that by starting to give us pills when we're 30 and 40. We have to take them for our whole lives. If people would just change the way they eat, they could avoid all of this entirely.
That's clear, and everybody is aware of that. And I mean, all the specialists. There is no magical powder that will help everybody to feel better. But the diet is a very, very important part of our general health. And that's clear.
Now let's go back to your study for a moment. How much was the lifespan shortened in this test yeast by the addition of glucose?
How much?
How much shorter were the lifespans?
It was okay because we put the cells in a particular environment that is not the glucose, because the mutant that we created is not able to consume glucose. So we gave them another nutrient that is called glycerol, and in such environment the cells live very long. We don't know exactly why. We don't know what exactly the cells are dying about when they age. But when we add the glucose to these cells so that they could not consume, but they could just signal it, the cells die within 24 hours.
Wow.
And we published another figure in this paper showing that if you let the cells in such this environment, so the other nutrient, the glycerol, they can live for around 1 month, the maximal lifespan. But it is very, very
dramatic.
The difference are very huge, but we are talking about single cells and yeast, so we
cannot compare
with a human for that. But we know that calorie restriction works for mammals, and we suspect that it will work for human, because there is some study. It's the very beginning of all this field, but I mean, it's we have a lot to discover.
Well,
again.
Interestingly,
but
it seems that it
works with human too. Yes.
Yes. No, and it's clear that there is a lot of evidence that calorie restriction does extend life in mammals, and we assume that. Obviously, we're not going to be able to do a test with humans. It's just not something that can be done. But we have to. There's a lot of anecdotal information out there, and one of the things that I learned about Clotho. Are you familiar with a peptide called Clotho?
I heard about that. Yeah.
Okay, it was discovered by a group in Japan in 1999, I believe. We started talking about it on this show in 2006, and I've done several shows on Clotho. Clotho appears to...
I think it's linked to IGF-1, right?
Well, yes, it is. That's right. Actually, it's an antagonist of IGF-1.
Mm-hmm.
But the interesting thing about Clotho is it's closely linked to insulin. It's closely linked. It has a closer linkage to insulin. I interviewed a physician from the Albert Einstein School of Medicine, I believe at Yeshiva University in New York. What was indicated was that diabetics tend to have the highest degree of clot, though, so it could be linked to glucose signaling, for all we know.
Yes, but on the other side, we know that when we put down insulin signaling in mice, we are not able to increase lifespan as efficiently as calorie restriction works. I mean, when we just modulate the diet, we are able to increase lifespan of mice by 50%, and we don't know any mutation, any gene alone that is able to be as efficient.
Yeah.
So it seems that it's very complicated. It's not, we cannot summarize all the effect in just one pathway, one single gene, or it's very complicated. But on the other way, it just show you and us that we are much to understand. We don't understand everything about the effect of calorie restriction, and it's possible that other kind of signaling of nutrients exist that are just don't known. You know,
right. Now we did a show last year. That this study was done in rats also, that every other day fasting was as effective as calorie restriction in extending the lifespan of rats. So there's another interesting aspect there that is perhaps for those out. I mean, I personally like to fast once in a at least twice a month. I do a 24-hour fast because I feel it's good for my digestive system as well. But periodic fasting seems to be able to increase insulin sensitivity, increase SART1 activity, and a variety of other things without going through a very, very arduous calorie restriction. So there's some, like you said, it's much more complicated than just one thing.
I know a few teams that are working on short-term starvation, and it seems that there is some effect of and it increases your resistance particularly. And there is interesting work published in PNAS by Dr. Longo. So he showed that just a short-term diet of 48 hours, but a complete nutrient starvation for 48 hours just before a very, very strong chemotherapy treatment increased the survival of mice. But the mice they die of the strength of the chemotherapy, and when they protect them before with the 48-hour starvation just before the treatment of the chemotherapy, they resist better.
Really?
But on the other way, the problem with that is it seems that such preparation. You know, by starvation,
right.
it has an effect on cancer cell as well. It protects cancer cell as well. So it's not. We cannot say today to people that are going to have chemotherapy, don't eat 2 days before, because it will help you to deal with secondary effect of chemotherapy. Don't do it because we don't know yet. But it just show how much starvation is powerful in mammals to protect them against any toxic effect. Yeah,
that's amazing. It's almost like it's ingrained in our DNA that when we are without food, the body increases its robustness to accomplish or to survive at that difficult time. It may be something that is genetic, a genetic mechanism of ours. And it saves everything. It saves the good and the bad, as you're pointing out. It helps the cancer cells be stronger and the rest of the body be stronger as well.
Yeah, but it seems that the cancer cells was a little bit less strong than the positive effect is better on the normal cells than in the cancer cell. But again, it's the very, very beginning of this kind of study, and it just showed the powerful effect of starvation. Yes.
Well, right before we go into this break, I wanted to point something out that when you fast, your body increases because of an increase in ghrelin, your body increases growth hormone, and IGF-1 levels tend to go up during a fast. So, it's just interesting when you, I mean, I'm not saying that that one thing has anything to do with what you're saying, but we know that growth hormone levels actually, the amplitude of the pulse increases when you begin to fast, when you're calorie restricted. So that, and that might not be a good thing for cancer patients, because IGF-1 could stimulate the growth, obviously.
Probably we don't. I don't know. It's just a preliminary work.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Trying to find a new approach to for chemotherapy treatment.
Yeah, because it's very difficult on their body.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take one more commercial break, and we'll come back. I have some questions for you as it relates to artificial sweeteners. I have a thought in my head. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking about how glucose signaling may actually be causing you to age faster. We'll be right back.
You but don't need you.
Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust chemx.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex.net.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Turinabol from primordialperformance.com is a halidrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at primordialperformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Just a reminder, you can get lots of free stuff at superhumanradio.com. Free samples of Concrete, free samples of Drive, which is a non-stimulant-based pre-workout supplement. Free samples of Ibunex, which is a topical ibuprofen product. Just go to superhumanradio.com. Click on the individual links down in the free stuff area. Fill it out, and the manufacturers will send you free samples of these products. We're talking today with Dr. Antoine Rowe from the University of Montreal in Quebec, Canada, about how glucose signaling potentially could be causing aging in our bodies. Dr. Rue, I had a thought earlier when we were talking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is some evidence out there that artificial sweeteners cause a rise in insulin the same way that sugars do. That, I guess, the mechanism is that, you know, our body tastes this sweetness, and it assumes that it's sugar, and it prepares for it, and the pancreas starts to get ready to pulse insulin as a result of it.
What molecule are you talking about? Aspartame?
Yeah, aspartame, sucralose, all of these artificial sweeteners. There is some evidence that they act on the body. While they don't contribute calorically, they do still stimulate a response by the body.
It's a good question, and it's a very interesting one, but it's very hard to answer with the knowledge we have today. I just want to say I don't know. I can't answer. In yeast, I didn't try, but I would suspect that that aspartame or other kind of these kind of like analogs of glucose would not have the same effect of glucose, but just because the receptors are very specific.
Right.
But there is an interesting thing to understand. So our study and other studies showed that signaling was very important. So if we go just in this way of thinking, we can think that if we just make our body thinking that he is having glucose or he's having sweetness, it would have a bad effect. And there is an interesting study done in fruit fly, Drosophila, and by Dr. Pletcher, and this study showed that only the olfactory sense, olfactory receptor, can have an influence on the longevity. And they are working on this today again. And so they've seen that only and some odors, some smells, can have pro-aging effect, but it is not as strong as the effect of calorie restriction.
Yeah.
But it was very significant. So maybe if our body think he is having a lot of sweetness, even if it's not true in terms of energy, maybe it would have some detrimental effect. That's true.
You know, the man who started the American Heart Association, his name was Dr. Paul Dudley White. And when he founded the American Heart Association, it was in the early 1900s when heart disease just started to become an issue. Prior to the 1900s in the United States, people ate lard, raw butter, raw milk, tallow, animal fats in abundance. No one had heart attacks. And then in 1932, he wrote a position paper. He said, in all my years in school, in university, and all my years in residency and my years in private practice, I only encountered one myocardial infarction, one. Now, in 1932, the increase is over 60% and rising every single day. And he said in the paper, it's because of corn oil, hydrogenated oil, and sugar. The diet has tripled in sugar intake. We are now relying on Crisco. Procter & Gamble introduced Crisco, which was the first hydrogenated oil to replace lard in 1910. And corn oil was replacing other types of vegetable oil.
Canola, like that.
Right,
yeah.
But more importantly, it was replacing lard. People cooked with lard. That's what they cooked. They cooked with butter. And he said in this paper, return to animal fats, return to tallow, return to raw butter and raw milk, abandon hydrogenated oil, abandon corn oil, and abandon sugar, because this is at the root of heart disease. No one paid attention to the paper. No one. And he's the man who started the American Heart Association. But you know why they didn't pay attention to it, Antoine? Because of the franc, because of the American dollar, because industry said, industry said, to hell with people's health. Money is more important. We want them to buy our products. Let's not talk about that. Let's talk about this instead. And so a lot of people have died prematurely in this country and in other countries because industry is more interested in making money than helping people stay healthy.
I definitely agree with you. I know I've just heard once cardiologist. I don't know if we say that in English. Cardiologist.
Yes.
In France that told me that corn oil was very, very bad for cardiovascular disease, yes.
But you know what? We have all these people growing corn. What are they going to do with it? They have to sell it. So they have these companies, the Corn Refiners of Corn Refiners Association of America. All they do is look for new ways to use corn. That's all their job is, look for new ways to get people to eat corn. Corn, more corn. Everything you eat today has corn in it. Corn is no good in large quantities. It causes fat deposits. It's very, very unhealthy. But you know what? Again, if people would just realize that 85% of health is what you put in your mouth, and we have been misled. The American government's food pyramid, the recommended daily allowances that they tell you that you should be eating only 16% protein and 50% carbohydrate, it's upside down. You should be eating 50% protein and 16% carbohydrates, and people would not have the diseases that they have today if they would understand this.
Yes, we know. We know that, yes, this kind of a good diet, just a not an over diet or over consumption of sugar and fat protect against a lot of diseases like cancer, like cardiovascular disease. And this is some very scientific and significant results. But yes, this is not good for our economy. You know, we prefer to sell a lot of fat and a lot of sugar and sell a lot of medicines behind that. So it's,
a society has to change and get away from the attitude of consumption and start going to the attitude of conservation. People need to put gardens in their backyard and seasonally grow their own vegetables. They need to go to the local family farm and buy their meat fresh from the local family farm, buy their milk fresh from the local family farm, buy the eggs, buy the butter from the local family farms.
Yeah, what you're telling is that people have to learn how to cook themselves.
Yeah.
I think that's about the French paradox, and every American like think that there is a kind of miracle molecule that exists in France and not in US.
Right.
Why people live longer and have less cardiovascular disease in France? But it's just that because we cook, we take the time to eat, and we eat more
natural foods or.
Yeah, it's less industrial. Feeding diet is too important to let an industrial decide it
for me.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, I think it's even a little bit deeper than that, but people don't pay attention to this. They want to know, okay, everyone wants to know about the French paradox. They want to know about the. In Japan, Okinawa, the Okinawans, they all live to be 100 years old. Why do they do that? So they always look for the food. They look for the food. But what they don't understand is the French have been eating the same way for thousands of years. In other words, your genetics have evolved under the conditions of consuming those foods generation after generation after generation.
I don't think the genes have to are such involved in this effect. If you take somebody from a third world country, any country, and you maintain him in a Western diet, he will have exactly the same problem.
Absolutely.
And in France today, there is problem of obesity in France as well in Europe, and. So it's not about gene. Like, those people have the same problem than people here in U.S.
I agree with you, except for one thing. But I'm not saying about the Western diet per se, because the Western diet is totally screwed up. We don't eat anything like we're supposed to do. But here's what I am saying. There are certain polymorphisms in people because of their genetic background. There are certain people that are lactose intolerant. There are certain people that don't eat certain foods. What I'm saying is this. Look to your ancestors. How did your ancestors eat 300 years ago? That's how you should eat today. The foods that they ate them because that is the way their ancestors ate. That's where they learned. We have forgotten how to eat. People don't even know how to eat anymore. It's not even instinctive anymore. We have no instinct anymore. You take a dog and put him in front of five different foods. He will gravitate towards the food that he wants to eat. You know, as humans, we don't know what to eat anymore. It's been outbred of us. The Paleolithic human beings were the last ones to eat the way they were genetically predisposed to eat. So it's a terrible situation. It really is.
Yes, that's true. But I think that if today we could change, like all the bad habits that people have, even in US, they will feel better and their children will be perfect.
Yes.
You know, it's not, I mean, the problem is environmental. The problem is not genetic.
Right. No, yeah. I know. I agree. We really need, like, someone to come and erase all the foods that we're eating and start all over again, because the foods that we eat here are terrible. People have to cut out the carbohydrates. They must cut out the carbohydrates. The body does not need carbohydrates. The body can produce glucose through gluconeogenesis from ketones and from amino acids. The only two things you must have are protein and fats. That's the only thing. And think about it. That is because we have evolved under those conditions. That is the way our body is predisposed to eat, protein and fats. And if you look at the Inuit, if you look at primitive cultures, they eat animal protein and animal fat and very, very little carbohydrate, and their elderly are 80 and 90 years old and active. Not in a nursing home, not taking 65 medications, not senile, functional. So we have to go back to eating the right way. Listen, I want to thank you for coming on Superhuman Radio, because I believe that this study that you're doing is very, very important, because it's now going to start to shed the light on the importance of managing glucose as an anti-aging protocol. And when we talk about anti-aging,
very good prevention,
yes.
And maybe we'll understand better too the mechanisms behind some disease like diabetes, or why if the glucose stay in our blood, why, like, is it so toxic? Yeah.
But you know what the sad part of all this is? Some company out there right now is thinking, how can we make a sugar that doesn't affect the signaling of glucose? Instead of just teaching people the right way to eat, they're going to try to come up with something that they can sell. So it's very sad. Listen,
but that's not the goal of my research.
No, I know that. I know that. Well, listen, Dr. Rowe, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to come on Superhuman Radio today.
Thank you for you to give me this tribune.
Yeah, my pleasure, my pleasure. Okay, stay tuned for more Superhuman Radio. I'm going to wrap up the show. I've got some announcements to make when we come back. We'll be right back.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Are you tired of the same old pre-workout product? Would you like to catapult your body's growth and performance potential to an entirely new level? LG Science's Anadrolic State GT is the world's first kinetic amplification system. Anadrolic State GT goes beyond the pre-workout powders in functionality, adaptation, and power. Anadrolic State GT is the first of its kind, allowing users to take aggressive control in the gym with ferocious focus, explosive energy, and dominating strength. Anadrolic State GT is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet, and other fine retailers. Get yours today and join the LG Sciences Uprise. Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last
fast at primordialperformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oh, hot damn, this is my jam. Keep the party into the
air. I want to welcome back Earth Pulse Technologies as an advertising sponsor on Superhuman Radio. For those of you who are not familiar with the Earth Pulse unit, you need to go to superhumanradio.com. On the right-hand side of the homepage, you'll see a banner ad for Earth Pulse. Click that banner ad, and you'll be taken to a page where you will hear remarkable results by seasoned athletes like Mike Miller, Roseanne Clemente, and Frank Cable. It's been a while since I've listened to those tapes. We did that show about a year ago. But if I remember correctly, Frank Cable added 100 pounds to his bench press, and he's an 18-year veteran powerlifter. He added 100 pounds to his bench press in like 4 weeks using the Earth Pulse unit. It was something ridiculous like that. Go to superhumanradio.com, look on the right-hand side for the Earth Pulse banner, click it, and listen to those three interviews. And if you're not convinced after that, well, there's no convincing you. Anyway, so welcome back to Earth Pulse Technologies. There's a couple things I wanted to talk about before closing the show today. Obviously, you know, I get pretty emotionally involved when I talk about diet because it's frustrating to me. I'm literally watching friends and family members getting sick and aging before my eyes. And when I say aging, I don't mean getting old. Oh, you look old. I mean becoming weary and less vital before my eyes. And I watch what they eat. And when I talk to them about what they eat, I've had to stop talking to them because no one wants to hear it anymore because we're all so committed to the high carbohydrate diet here in the United States. And we're also convinced it's the right thing because the government says it's the right thing. And it's not. You know, I predicted a while ago that glucose management would be linked to every disease that we manifest today. I said it on the show numerous times. I mean, this study, even though it's on yeast, will probably be the first stepping stone to show that glucose management is the reason for disease and aging, premature aging. So, you know, when you're out there eating, make better choices. Stick with vegetables. Stay away from potatoes and rice and so on and so forth. Except pre and post workout. That's the only acceptable time to have those types of carbohydrates, in my humble opinion. And, you know, if you disagree, that's fine. But that's how I feel about it. And I'm passionate about it. Anyway, I want to talk about a couple things. First of all, I've gotten emails from people in the past couple months asking me about things that can be done for cancers. And ironically, we were just talking about cancer a moment ago. You know, cancer is a disease that finds its genesis in inflammation. Inflammation disrupts the natural apoptosis of the cells. Cells that are supposed to be dying to make room for the new cells that are coming up are not dying, and so you end up with these different types of tumor growths and cancers. And it's clear that inflammation is linked to cancer because all of the chemoprotective and chemopreventive agents out there have very, very powerful anti-inflammatory responses. So we did a show 2 years ago on ginger extract, and I just want to mention this again. I mean, every single week I get new information about 6 and 8 gingerol. Those are the two components in ginger that give it its pungent and spicy flavor. They are also the most bioactive components in ginger. They are the ones that have been linked to all the benefits of ginger. What are the benefits of ginger? Well, first of all, it's a very, very good adrenal stimulant and tonic. It's a better stimulant than caffeine, in my opinion, because it does not give you the jitters, but it gives you great ability to endure during exercise. I drink fresh ginger tea that I make. I slice up ginger, boil it in water in the morning. I drink it on the way to the gym. It's the last thing that hits my stomach right before I walk in the door at the gym. The other thing about ginger is it's a very, very powerful anti-inflammatory. It helps to regulate cyclooxygenase. You've heard of it, COX-1 and COX-2, which have been linked to inflammation and pain, arthritis, and so on and so forth. But more importantly, it has a very, very powerful anti-inflammatory response throughout the body completely. And then lastly, and most importantly, and the reason that I'm talking about today is ginger is one of the most powerful chemoprotective agents that we know of right now, natural agents. It's so powerful that there's a company in Canada right now called Alton Pharmaceuticals that is synthesizing ginger extract. Not ginger extract, but 6 and 8 gingerol at about $15 a milligram. They were doing studies with ginger extract and gingerol in as a combo therapy with chemotherapy. And what they found out was that the patients that were given the chemo plus the ginger constituents recovered faster and their diseases went away faster than the ones that weren't. Now they're getting ready to start using gingerol as a standalone to cure some cancers. The research on ginger and its ability to reverse tumor growth are profound. If you have cancer issues in your family, if you have a concern for cancer, if you're like me and using growth hormone secretagogues, you know, I'm 50 years old. I want to maintain inflammation at a very, very low level because I don't want cancers right now because my IGF-1 levels are very, very high. IGF-1 levels help good tissue grow. They help bad tissue grow as well. So I'm very conscious about keeping inflammatory markers low in my body. And one of the things that I do is I consume ginger every day in the form of ginger tea. Now, for those of you who don't want to go out and buy ginger extract, you can go to your grocery store. You can buy a piece of ginger root, slice it up thin, throw it in a small pot of clean water, you know, distilled or spring water. Boil it for a little while. Let it sit until it cools off. It'll get dark. Pour it into a cup and sip that throughout the day. What you'll also find out is if you have any aches and pains, like knee pains and elbow pains or bursitis and so on, after about 4 or 5 days of doing that, they'll start to go away. Because as an anti-inflammatory, it's unparalleled. The other thing that I learned from my friend over at Applied Nutraceuticals, Dirk Tanis, is that for us guys, ginger is a phytoandrogen. Apparently, it stimulates the androgen receptor. So for those of you who are natural, who are not on hormone replacement therapy, or even if you're on hormone replacement therapy and you want a little extra bang for your buck, ginger apparently stimulates the androgen receptor. It is a phytoandrogen. So there's one extra benefit of ginger. But I think that everybody should be taking ginger. Cook with it. Make tea out of it. If you're compelled to, go to the grocery store, the health food store, and get yourself some ginger extract. If you buy ginger extract, do not buy a ginger extract that is not standardized for at least 5% gingerol. If it's not standardized to 5% gingerol or greater, don't buy it. Don't buy it. You're better off just buying ginger in the store and making tea out of it. But if you can find a ginger extract that's at least 5% gingerol or greater, buy it and take that as well. Generally, 1 to 2 grams a day is adequate. Another very important thing about ginger is it's a great tonic for mucous membrane, for the inside of the mouth and the stomach as well. For people who have problems with nausea, ginger makes it go away. And if you have gum problems, if you notice your gums are bleeding, drink ginger tea for about 3 or 4 days. Your gums will stop bleeding. Now, I'm not sure if that's because of spiciness of it. It kind of stimulates the inside of your mouth when you're drinking it. You'll see that. Or if it's from the anti-inflammatory value of it. But I can tell you that if your gums bleed, drink ginger tea. I mean, I'm talking about real ginger tea made out of fresh ginger. Drink ginger tea made out of fresh ginger, and you'll find out that your gums will stop bleeding after a few days. So anyway, add ginger to your diet whenever you can. And if cancer is an issue for you and in your family, pick up a good ginger extract and take that daily. It will reward you, I promise you. The other thing I wanted to mention is tomorrow's show. Friday's show is going to be a very, very important show. There are some bills in the House of Representatives right now that will take away our rights to get healthy foods. And I'm not sensationalizing here. Congressman Dingell and Congresswoman DeLauro both have promoted bills that are in the House of Representatives right now that are designed to actually outlaw organic farming. They're going to make organic farms impossible to operate. And these bills will only benefit companies like Monsanto and Cargill. Also, they're looking to do some things with live produce as well, livestock, that will make the small family farm, make it very difficult for small family farms to continue to raise livestock and sell to their neighbors. And again, those will benefit Tyson and Purdue and those types of companies. So in the name of the almighty dollar, we are about to lose our rights to get healthy, life-giving food. You understand the importance of food. It's the food that's making everyone sick, and it's the food that can give life. You know, Hippocrates said, "Let food be thy medicine and medicine be food." He knew what he was talking about. He understood the value of nutrition. Today, we have lost our faith in nutrition. Doctors will tell you that nutrition does not cure diseases. It has no impact at all. They're idiots. Any doctor who says to you vitamins are a waste of time, food has no better, they're idiots. There's no other way to put it. You're better off going to a veterinarian if you have a doctor like that. But I want everybody to listen to tomorrow's show, Friday's show, and I'm going to ask you to pass it around to friends and family members, because we have to unify our voices and let these people up on Capitol Hill know that if they sign these bills, they're doing it for one reason and one reason only. They're selling the American people down the river once again in the name of the almighty dollar. So that's going to be tomorrow's show, so be prepared for it. And like I said, I'm going to ask you to make sure that your friends hear the show as well. Okay, so that's it for Superhuman Radio today. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you got something out of it. Thanks for listening to me rant for a little while. But, you know, once in a while I got to get these things off my chest or I'll explode. All right, we'll see everybody tomorrow. Don't forget to tune into tomorrow's show. It's going to be a very important one. Thanks for listening.
Did you know you could listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? Go to the BlackBerry store and download the Radio Bee app. Go to shoutcast.com and search for the Superhuman channel and get started today.
A company